House lawmakers yesterday began their effort to update the laws that govern federal technology spending and how it's spent, $80 billion a year. But federal Chief Information Officer Stephen Van Roekel testified the current laws may not be the problem. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on how some people believe federal IT needs to be improved. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so this hearing was yesterday on the new bill that's not really introduced yet by Daryl Issa of the House Homeland of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. If Steve Van Roekel does not think the laws need to be updated, then how does he think federal IT management ought to be improved?
Well, it's interesting yesterday, you know, it went through almost a 2.5-3 hour hearing, and the bill actually rarely, if ever, actually came up. But when Congressman John Mica asked Van Roekel about the areas of the law that need to be improved, the federal CIO actually didn't have that many complaints. Listen to this exchange between Van Roekel and Mica.
I think there's definitely room within the existing law on the policy side, implementation of people side, that definitely allow us the flexibility to be successful. I think the fact that we
so
have...
So within existing law, you have the authority by law and ability to do what you need to do to be successful.
I do believe so. Okay. The challenge I think we face is probably around budgeting. And thinking about, I know this is not an appropriations hearing, but how from a budget standpoint are IT dollars spent? One of our inhibitors, I think, on implementation of IT is that oftentimes for most agencies, it's single-year spend.
Now, when he talks about single-year spend, that means agencies have to spend what they have that year. They can't carry it over into the following year and spend it when maybe they need it versus when it expires. Add to that the annual continuing resolution dance that the Congress continues to do, and now potential sequestration. Van Roekel and others say that's giving managing IT projects a much tougher road to go down when it around the budget. Now, Van Roekel readily admits the agencies continue to struggle with IT project management. It's not just a budget issue. His office, and more broadly, the Obama administration, has been trying to address these issues over the last 4 years. Van Roekel says OMB is trying to push technology out of the CIO's home and make it more part of a collaboration, primarily through the use of portfolio stat sessions.
There is this inflection point we all go through where technology is seen as this very discretionary thing to a very strategic thing. As you mentioned, the way to connect to customers or salespeople or data, things like that. We're in the midst of that inflection point in government, and it hasn't been fully realized. And I think that, coupled with the cost pressure, the cybersecurity pressure, and probably most importantly, the expectations of citizens, are going to drive a different behavior. What I've probably noticed the most coming into government is that we spend a lot of time focusing on a single role, saying a CIO kind of owns this function, procurement professional owns this function, CFO, human resources, et cetera. And one of the things I'm working very hard to instill is a cross-C-level conversation on these things.
Now, Van Roekel says he wants agencies to run investment review boards similarly to the way the private sector does it, where the CFO, the chief acquisition person, the program people understand the impact of the IT system and how they could strategically make decisions on how and where money is spent on technology to meet their mission.
And as Tom said a bit earlier, this all comes as Congressman Daryl Issa, the chair of that committee, is drafting a bill to update the federal IT laws. Did that come up at all yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most interesting things. I mean, they talked about everything around IT, the role of the CIO, the status and the impact of current initiatives, whether it's data center consolidation efforts or moving to the cloud, and, of course, cyber. But the bill itself, is this bill a good idea? What could we do to make this bill better? Those questions were never asked. Issa says the hearing was more about what the government is doing to stop wasting money on IT that doesn't work, the fact that IT is bloated, the fact that IT is inefficient. But Issa does say the hearing is one step down that path toward IT reform.
Estimates suggest that as much as $20 billion of taxpayer money is wasted each year. But let us understand, in this case, it's not the waste of the $20 billion. It's what that $20 billion could do properly applied to our transparency into our government. The leveraging of $20 billion to save $200 billion is why it is essential that we fix this part of government that seems to be so broken.
Now, ISIS bill would codify a lot of what OMB has been pushing over the past 4 years, including giving CIOs more budget authority. But even at the hearing, the discussion around CIO authorities, which did come up, and giving them more budget authority was not really a hot topic for either Van Roekel or even the Government Accountability Office's David Pounder to say, yes, the law definitely needs to be changed. Pounder is the director of IT management issues at GAO.
Clearly, budget authority helps with your authorities, but there's also some CIOs in the federal government. I can point to several examples where even without budget authority, they're still quite successful. And some areas, if you look at IRS as an example, over the years they've greatly improved. Their chief information, chief technology officer there gets a lot done and gets it done well. DHS is another good example where even without budget authority, they still can be quite successful.
But former committee chairman Tom Davis disagreed with that take. He believes budgets matter. CIOs need more authority to manage how IT is spent through the control of the budget. Now, Davis says it's time to update the E-Government Act and the Federal Information Security Management Act, and in the same time, give CIOs more organizational and budget authority. In fact, at one point, he called CIOs without budget authority toothless tigers. So I thought that was a quite telling a comment around what he thinks the development of the CIOs have been over the last decade.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, the Obama administration has spent a lot of effort on its own in improving IT project and program management. There's the 25-point IT procurement reform plan. That's getting to be 3.5 years old now. How are these efforts starting to impact the committee's plans?
I know. Can you believe 3.5 years under the IT reform plan? Maybe that, I think you just give us an idea to do a little research on where things stand, right?
There were a lot of deadlines in that plan, somewhere around page 30. Yeah,
I think so. I think the White House, as you said, has really put a lot of energy into it, with tech stat sessions and the IT dashboard. Now they're moving to portfolio stat and giving CIOs more authorities. But Pounder says progress across the board has really been limited.
By turning around troubled IT projects, consolidating data centers, and eliminating duplicative commodity IT systems, the government can save somewhere between $5 and $10 billion if indeed these initiatives are successfully carried out. Based on our work over the past several years, here are key areas that need more attention. First, we need even better transparency and more action on troubled projects. This starts with accurate information on the IT dashboard. We can't have situations where agencies like DOD report no high-risk systems when, in fact, they have many. On the other hand, some agencies like DHS are reporting accurately and moving more of their projects to a green status. However, overall, agencies are nowhere near accomplishing the IT reform goal of turning around one-third of the underperforming projects.
Now, Pounder says OMB and agencies also need to attack duplication more aggressively. GAO found 27 agencies have more than 600 financial management systems, and it's costing the government about $3 billion a year to maintain and operate them. Additionally, Pounder says agencies are not doing enough to follow through on the data center consolidation plans. There's more than $5 billion in possible savings, and OMB needs to ensure agencies not only are meeting the goals laid out in each of the individual agency strategies, but also moving beyond just closing the data centers, but optimizing them. Now, Van Rogel says he knows, hey, there's still a lot of work to be done. We're not at all saying, look, we're successful. But and a lot of what the agencies are doing today to reform IT, as he called it, is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, what wasn't clear from this hearing yesterday was where the administration sits with ICE's draft bill. It seems from Van Rogel's answers, they don't believe it's needed. But at the same time, it may be hard to find anyone who disagrees that the E-Government Act, which is now 10 years old, the Clinger-Cohn Act, which is more than 15 years old, the two laws that really have guided federal IT over the last 15 to 20 years, really do need to be updated. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of where it goes next. Now, I've heard from several sources that there's going to be another hearing coming up in the coming months looking at the role of the CIOs more specifically, and I think that's all going to inform where the committee goes with the bill. And I'm sure that the negotiations and the conversations with Stephen Van Roekel and his staff and OMB will continue as well.